In today's epistle, St. Paul the Apostle says, whatever is written, it is written for our instruction and for our consolation, so we may have hope. In today's Gospel, St. John the Baptist sent to his disciple to ask Jesus if he is the one that has to come, or, you know, they shall look for another. And Jesus Christ answering says to those disciples, in order to confirm then that he is the Messiah. And he uses actually what Isaiah the prophet foretold already about the Christ, about the Messiah, to recognize him according to his works. And actually, Jesus is the fulfillment of all the prophecies. And Jesus told him, go and report to John what you have heard and seen. The blind see, the lame walk, the leper are cleansed, the deaf hear, the dead rise, and so forth. Isaiah the prophet actually foretold that then shall the eyes of the blind be opened. And remember, this is so many centuries before. And the ears of the deaf shall be unstopped. Then shall the lame man leap as a hart, and the tongue of the dumb shall be free. For water are broken out in the desert, and streams in the wilderness. Another great prophecy of Isaiah the prophet that the church uses during Advent in order to increase our desire to receive Jesus again. There shall come forth a root out of the rod of Jesse, and a flower shall rise up out of this root. Saint Jerome, this is a holy father of the church, explains that this root is the Blessed Virgin Mary, and by the flower, the Messiah, Jesus Christ, our Lord. So everything what is written in the Holy Scripture is written for our instruction and consolation, so we may have hope. Actually, many people from different times, despising the Holy Scripture, they conceive different answer about our existing. Why do I exist in this world? About the purpose of this life. About the tendency to live for all eternity. So these characteristics are in every one, in every human being. But the answer, as you know, requires a supreme being who has to be the existence itself. Who can answer, why do I exist? Who can answer, well, you know, what is there after death? Only a being that is the life itself. Only a being that has to be eternal. And this is God. That's why it's very important, the sacred scripture. Because this is the revelation of God. The revelation of that supreme being that, you know, tells us that he created us according to his image and likeness, that our eternity is with him, that our soul does not die, that we died in this world because of original sin. That's why the sacred scripture is really a book that instructs us in the truth, in our faith, and confirms us in what we believe. The Holy Scripture actually is a set of books from different time, from different author, from different social stars. Actually, they were kings, you know, shepherds, other just prophets, fishermen, and so forth. Nevertheless, there is a great unity from the beginning of the sacred scripture to the end. A great unity, which means that there is just one author of all these written. One author, and this author is God, who reveals to us the truth in order to give us what? Hope and everlasting life. Actually, the Holy Scripture, the Bible, has 72 books, 72 books. 45, the Old Testament, 27, the New Testament. Nevertheless, every book talk about one person, talk about other person too, but the center of every book is the Messiah, is Christ. I will put enmity between thee and the woman, between thy seed and her seed. And her seed is obviously the Messiah. And Isaiah the prophet, you know, foretells that a virgin shall conceive a son in her womb, whose name will be Emmanuel, God among us. He is teaching about that this Messiah, this Christ, will be the incarnation of the Son of God. It's amazing, the Holy Scripture, how it has a great unity. And everything is pointing to one person, the Messiah, the Christ, the Word incarnate, the Emmanuel, in whom we have hope, in whom, you know, we obtain eternal life. So every, you know, question, every question is answered in Him, Jesus Christ. So the Messiah, you know, is going to redeem us according to the scripture. He's going to die for our sins, according to the scripture. He's going to rise up again from the dead, according to the scripture. And we are going to be with Him if we believe in Him, if we persevere in Him in grace. Actually, the Catholic Church, you know, it is a great blessing, a great grace to be Catholic. Why? Because the Catholic Church is according to the scripture. So Jesus Christ built His church, putting as foundation of this great institution, the apostle. That's why the Catholic Church is apostolic. And we receive the revelation, the truth, through the infallible teaching of the church, her magisterium, that keep us on the way to the Messiah, on the way to the kingdom of heaven. The Catholic Church is not only the deposit of faith, but also the Catholic Church gives to us the living God, His grace, to the sacrament. That's why St. Paul the Apostle says, you know, whatever is written for our instruction and consolation, in order we may have hope of eternal life. Hope to see God, our Creator and Father, and hope to glorify God forever and ever with all the angels and saints. But this is the plan of God. So God is the answer. Many people fell apart from faith, looking for answers. creating their own church when only God can answer, only Jesus Christ can answer every question. He is our hope, Jesus Christ. And this is actually the purpose of Advent, to prepare the way to receive Him. Not to receive a false God, but to receive the true God. The true God. And it is, you know, amazing. Amazing that we believe. We believe in all this revelation. And God is infallible. God is a supreme being that didn't abandon us because of our sins. Just to receive the forgiveness of sins is, you know, the proof how much God takes care of us. He loves us, and this is actually His plan. Even the apocalypse, when our Lord will come down again in His second coming to judge the living and the dead, well, even the apocalypse is a consolation for us. That's why the first Christian, they pray. They pray that may He come. May He come. In order, you know, to glorify His church forever and ever. But we have to be patient. That's why the Holy Scripture teaches us to be patient, to embrace the cross every day, because our cross is our purification, is our, you know, the way to be united with Christ, not to complain, but to glorify God and to imitate Him in one virtue, in His charity. Charity. Charity covers a multitude of sins. So, today's gospel is really a great revelation that Jesus Christ is giving to all of us, to trust in His word, to trust in Him. God is infallible, and the only church that believes or has the Holy Scripture is the Catholic Church, because the Catholic Church is the result of this great plan of God in order to lead His people to the kingdom of heaven. In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost, amen.